This is Rabbi Nathaniel Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Tuesday, January the 24th, 2023. Hopefully everyone's caught up and well rested. Begin Yud Aleph and Beis 11b, the first section. It is the black text. New Mishnah, Misha Hafach et Zeitzav. Right, somebody who literally turned over his olives. Not an expert in the olive process, but I guess you turn them over and then you push them down and then, all right, it kind of runs through. You put them in the jugs, you seal the jugs. You did your first step, you turned over the olives, right? Maybe get the juices flowing. The Avel O'Ones, right? And then somebody, a relative passed away, you're sitting Shiva, or something came up beyond your control, prevented you from doing it. Or you were tricked by your workers. Right? They promised to show up. They didn't show up. They got a better offer somewhere else, and they stranded you. And now, lo and behold, it's Chalamoy. And on Chalamoy, you're not allowed to do work. So clearly you can't do work on Yantav itself. Now comes Chalamoy. So we'll see, it's Rabbi Yehuda, right? This opinion in the Mishnah says, towing Korah Rishona. Right, you take the Korah is a beam, and you push the first beam down, right? There's maybe a second pressing also later. The first pressing you put on top of the olives to begin the process. Then you have to leave everything else until after Yantif. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, Zolef Vigomer. Right, now you just let the process naturally complete itself. Big gaf kedarko, and gaf is to seal the, right, actually let it roll down and into the barrels, and you can even seal the barrels. Gaf is to seal the barrels in a regular manner. That you would I'd be allowed to do on chalamoy, right? How much can you do? So that's the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Gemara now asks a question, right? It says as follows. Patach be'evel, the siyum b'moed, right? You started with talking about avelus, that, right, you're sitting shiva and you can't do work, and you ended up talking about chalamoid, right? Is there a connection between those two? So Amar of Shisha Breder of Edi, Rav Shisha Breder of Edi says, Zosomeris, that is to say, Dvarim harmutarim b'moed asurim b'me'evlo, right? That which is permitted. Here we're talking about work, right? There's a prohibition on doing work on Chol HaMoed. There's also a prohibition on doing work when you're an Avel. All right. Says Rav Shisha Brei de Ravidi, that which is permitted on Chol HaMoed is prohibited when you're a mortar, when you're an Avel. Right? How do we see that? All right, that seems clear from the Mishnah, right? Because you started the process, then you didn't do it ostensibly because you were prohibited as an Avel. Then comes Chol HaMoed, right? And there are various degrees of permission granted. And that's the reason, that's what we learn from this comparison between Avelos and Chalamoid. Rav Ashi argues, and Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi Amar, Lomi Bai Kamar. Right? Lomi Bai means, I don't have to tell you for sure, but I'll tell it to you, and then we'll tell you B also. Right? Lo mi ba'i bimei evlo. I don't even have to tell you that you're permitted to do this work as an avel. D'midrabanan hu v'shari. Right? Why didn't the Mishnah say that you can do it during your avelus? So Rav Shisha Brei de Rav Edi says because you can't do it. Rav Ashi says lo mi ba'i. We didn't. The lo mi ba'i means you didn't even have to say it. The Mishnah didn't have to say it because by Avelos it's simply a rabbinic prohibition, so of course it's permitted. Ela afilu b'moed. Right? What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? What's the novelty? The new idea? And even on Chol HaMoed, de isra melachmi de oraisa, there's a prohibition of doing work from the Torah. B'makom pseida sharu rabbanan. Right, when there is going to be a loss, you're going to lose your olives, because if you don't start the process, they're going to sour, spoil, whatever. Shor Rabban, the rabbis allowed it. But of course, if it's mutar on Chol HaMoed, which is a Torah prohibition of doing work, How much more so is it mutter, is it permitted when you are in Avil? Right? This is actually a very famous question discussed by all of the commentators on this page. If it's a Torah, right, prohibition, how do the rabbis allow it? So that's food for thought for some other time. Tanya, Kavasa, Rav Shisha, Breda, Rav Yidi. We have a Braisa that teaches like Rav Shisha, Breda, Rav Yidi. And what did he say? He said, yes, during Chol HaMoed, no, when you are a mourner. Elu devarim ha'osim, by this Braisa, these are the things that you do, la'abel, bimei evlo, these are things that you can do for a mourner, when they are in mourning. Zesav hafuchin, right? If his olives are already turned over, toan in lo, v'chado, right? You can put down the beam, right? Start the process. Chado laguf, if his barrels need sealing, you can do that. Pishtana lahalos ben amish, if you have flax, you got to lift it out from the, they would soak in these pools of flax, you can take it out. Bitsamro lahalos min hayora, right? If you have wool that you want to take out of the pot. Umar bitsin sadeu mishitakia onos hamayim shalo. Right, you can water the field when it's his time for, right, to draw off from the irrigation channel. If you miss that, you're gonna be lost. And therefore you can water his field for him. All of those things are you doing it for the mourner, but it seems the mourner cannot do it for themselves. That's consistent with Rav Shisha, right? The Rav Yidi, who says that the mourner may not do this work, even if there'll be some level of loss, the mourner cannot do it, only on Chol HaMoed it is permitted, and that is why here you can do it for them, but they cannot do it for themselves. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.